region tournament went as good as it possibly could have gone. We peaked at the right time for our team. We played exceptionally well, the best we've played all year long. And it was really fun to watch the kids play. You know, besides turning around halfway on the ferry, then getting back up there and getting in late, and then we just readjusted the whole entire tournament so it fit. So we could still have a true double elimination tournament, play our full 3 out of 5 matches. We were already planning on playing Sunday already, and it worked out perfect. Haynes did a great job of hosting the tournament. Started off with Metlakatla and came out clicking on every piece. Our serving was tough. We were playing defense. Our offense was doing really well. The best that I've seen us play all year long, and took care of business pretty quick in that first game against Met. Came back the next day against Klawak, who was the number one seed, really talented team, a lot of not very many weak spots on their team, really talented group and smart. I mean, their volleyball IQ is pretty high with the seniors that they have leading their team. And we played tough the whole entire match, back and forth, a little slow start, and then every game was close after that. I think the set one was 25-22, 25-22, 27-25. With the one seed. So really good showing, really good defense and offense. Most offensive production we had all weekend long. Came back the next day, Sunday, between 15 inches of snow for the next day, and played Haynes, who took Wrangell, the number two seed, to 5 sets the night before. Haynes is a very improved team and cannot take them lightly. Nor any team in our league this year can't take them lightly, but we took care of Haynes pretty quick as well on Saturday. Yeah, Saturday night after we lost to Klawak, and beat them in 3, and then came up with Craig on Sunday morning, and another battle with Craig back and forth. I think game 3 we were down 24-17 and came back and lost 29-27. So the kids did a fantastic job all weekend long. The best volleyball we played all year, right at the right time where we peaked, and it was really fun.
Saturday night, 3-0 win over Haynes. Yep. And then to Craig, and that was, what was the score on that one?
3-0 on that one, too. Okay. Yeah, I think it was 25-23, 25-22, and 29-27.
Good memory.
yeah, good match. And, you know, one of our servers was in there, Ayesha Felizardo. It was 24-17, and they had match point, and she served every single serve in, even on 2 timeouts. Could not imagine the pressure she was feeling back there. Getting her serves in, and she did perfect. Got us all the way back up to 25-24, and then we went back and forth, and it wasn't easy points. They were big swings getting some kills and things of that sort. So
who else to mention on the weekend?
Everyone. Kennedy Kahn made a huge adjustment this weekend. She's usually a middle, has played middle her whole entire career, and the last 2 weeks we moved her to the outside just to get a little bit more offensive production. And what we saw was, we tried to rotate our lineup a little bit so we could have really good matchups with tough servers. And we noticed that if we start moving the ball across from antenna to antenna, making those other teams have to move on defense was more successful for us, and which it proved to be, because it was just great matches all weekend long. Leah Kittums probably had her best weekend as a libero. I mean, just on point with her defense. Ines Larson produced some really good serves and some good offense. Mackenzie Larson did exceptionally well in the middle. She was our other middle that kind of slid in with Kennedy, as we had Kennedy and Kaili on the outside. Rose Quitzlin played great this weekend, and it was an adjustment for her. She's been an outside and a middle, and we had to put her to the right side this year, kind of like that backup setter. And Anya Powick running our offense. She's our 5-1 setter, which she sets all the way around. Had a fantastic weekend. Kaili and Anya voted as all-conference honors. Every single senior that we had made the all-academic team, which means throughout their high school career they've got a cumulative 3.0 or higher, which is really neat. That we've got great students as well as volleyball players as well. And then our Good Sport award winners was Bergen Kluth-Painter and Anya Powick. So everyone did really, really well on the weekend and competed and left everything on the court. A lot of floor burns, a lot of bruises left over from the weekend, but some good memories.
You had a lot of games in there at the end of a tough season too. Huh?
Yeah. You know, looking back on like this season compared to last, we definitely got a lot more games this year than we did last year, even with the North Seeding Tournament canceled. 4 games at the region tournament. Our inter-squad scrimmages that we did right before going to regions were the most competitive that we've had in a long time, which is really good, kind of prepped us for regions. And The top two teams, Kilwaukee and Wrangell, are going to do well at state, I think. I think our region might be one of the strongest I've ever seen, with the top four teams being so close in everything and back and forth. But you got a lot of experience on that Kilwaukee team. Wrangell's got a lot of athleticism and a lot of height. So I think Southeast will represent well.